This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. The Bleeding of Dreams by Dean Charpentier for Andrea Gibson. Who possesses a perfect soul? Rimbo. I am reading Rimbo on my porch when I hear you have died. It is a thick July morning. The ceiling fan stirs a slow potion of lazy haze, and the slow sun efforts to rise above the trees. The leaves are a muted green and gold. Tired birds sing. My soul is patched and stitched together. Much of the mending, amateurish and clumsy. But there is evidence here, too, of your deft hand. Your words woven into thin threads. Sutures to stop the bleeding of dreams. It occurs to me that you are the answer to the poet's rhetorical question. To remove the border between life and death is to traverse the invisible horizon at the ocean's end on a moonless night. I am learning. I wield the delicate needle of your wisdom to sew up the hole you've left in my world, only to discover you've beaten me to it. Playground by David Park. In the spheres, the playgrounds are alive. Excitement pours forth in laughter and tears. What's now and what's next is felt as the vibrations ripple through the air, rising up through the trees to echo down the fading memory of childhood. In our time, this ever-achingly brief blink, as of a child's tear-filled eye, we kneel to honor these moments, to honor the child, the mother and the father. We, in our capacity to hold open our hearts, call forth blessings not bestowed on us. The singularity of eternity expands in the presence of our presence. Fear and sadness let loose, anger and pain softened. We rise to our next kneeling, holding fast and fleetingly to unheard hymns, to the faintness of spirit gesturing us toward sleep. We soften. We drink from the deep waters of our resiliency, that is finding its way into parts of our healing. And we sleep and dream in the spheres of our own playground, in the echoes of laughter. When I die, lay me down under a willow tree, facing my mountains dressed in blue. Bury me in the costume jewelry my grandmother gave me, a ring on every finger, two on each pinky and thumb. Put me in the ground with my pewter wolf still nestled in the hollow of my throat and my sword around my neck. I don't want a fancy coffin. Leave me to the crows I loved so much in life. Let my body be my final gift to the land. Promise to only tell the truth. Tell the truth of how I burned. Sometimes like the sunlight that peppers your eyelids with kisses in the dog days of summer. Some days like a wildfire, devouring everything in its path. Tell them of how my rage blazed as hot as my love, but I never let it hold me for long, and I couldn't hold a grudge to save my own damn life. Tell the truth of how I was a pain in the ass and would argue a point until I was blue in the face, but damn it, did I make life more interesting. When I die, I want you to throw the biggest party this town has ever seen. Only the most outrageous outfits will do. If I look down to an ocean of black at my wake, I swear I'll haunt you all. Play my inner summer playlist on a speaker at my funeral. Turn up the volume as loud as it will go and dance. When I die, tell my children that they hung the moon and the stars in my sky. Tell them that they were the greatest thing I ever created. Tell them that I'll see them again someday in some other way, but that until then, they've got one hell on wheels kind of angel protecting them on the other side. When I die, cover the ground where I lay in wildflowers and scribbled lines of poetry. Put crow feathers, coyote hair, roses and honey next to my picture on the family altar. Leave the thorns on the stems. On Sunday mornings, pour a cup of black coffee on the earth. Right there in my favorite spot where I spent so many afternoons watching the birds dance and play. Plant butterfly bushes. Right there, where I held a ruby-throated honeymoon bird in the palm of my hand and felt the pulse of God herself through a blanket of green feathers. Give my words away. Pass my journals down to my grandchildren. Let my spells live on in the hands and hearts of the generations to come after me. Tear out all of my head in the oven poems written for that one lover that got away and mail them to his door. Stamp two wolves on the envelope and tell him how I wished for so long that we had more time. Tell him that I'll see him in another life in a den underground. Let these pages tell a living story of each time I cradled heartbreak in my hands and still dared to love again. When I die, let our love keep you warm when sadness comes to call. Let grief in the front door. Don't make her search for the spare key. Let her soften your sharp edges. Let her crack you open and remind you to live your life like this is all going to end. Because one day, it does. If we're lucky, this life will have been enough. A spark in the dark that lit a thousand flames. A story that will live on in the blood and bones of the ones we leave behind. When I die, may the life I lived be the flare that lit the match of my torch called freedom. May it be the best story I ever birthed from the tip of my pen. May it be the permission slip to be bold. May it be the heart song that sets my lineage free. By Peyton Michelle Bryant. A Memorial Service Before Death by Adina S. Farhan. A house, before it's a funeral home, is a pit stop for God. A hot mid-afternoon always seems to linger, past welcome. I live in that part of the world where memorial services are never held. Instead, we pool around the dead and become a tempest, clawing at the dusk while they wait in the white docks, ready to go. Or not. I don't know. A grandparent, his life unraveling into the season of exit, is mostly the first encounter of death for most people with good, orderly lives. Cancer has tugged at his long-lived skin. It had cut the backstitch knot that kept the threads of a whole, neatly folded century. Now coming undone, he trips on them, here and there, a memory. Blown into confetti that had long fallen. Now no wind blows. I, my father, my uncle and aunt, my mom and many, hold as much as we can in our pockets and habits and hilt of our lives. We try to weave back an autumn, back to its trees, but doctors said the pills are only for pain. His eyes jaundiced like old eggs, hueless pupils watering often. On yellow eyeballs, gathering the last of the world he will ever see. It will be before he is gone. It will be before he is stone growing out of this world. It will be before that wet earth is only how he knows of the floods in our lives. I will let him know that life was pleased to meet him, and so was I. This poem was written for her father. Accidental Birds by Deborah Howard. Let's meet beyond the ticking of clocks where the river flows over smooth stone and wildflowers lace the muddy banks. I will come over the stone wall, knees bloodied from scrambling across sharp-tongued granite, You will walk out of the forest, a canoe hefted on your shoulders, past deer silent on fallen leaves, smelling of rot and redemption. There will be a vagueness to your face, no more than a trick of light. You will not remember the snow that fell in oceanic drifts outside the window where your bed was moored. The small hurts, or the last, when everything went on as if it wasn't so. We'll spread a blanket on the grass, eat handfuls of honey, watch the clouds swim through the sky. I will ask who received you, and if they spoke with the voices of lost stars. You will gather accidental birds in your arms, the western grebe, the snowy egret, the red-throated loon. You will whisper to them, tell them how to find their way by the green-jeweled moss that grows on the north side of the trees and the position of the sun. This time, I will listen. Stillness of Light by Jay Ishan. The wind runs wild across empty ground. No footsteps, no voice, no soul to meet its cry. The sun slips away, its final rays brushing the earth in tender, fading gold, a beauty too fragile to stay. The light falters. Darkness folds in, soft, slow, complete. A boy stands still beneath a sky that has forgotten stars. No moon to hold him, only shadows and the silence of everything. Yet he hopes, he dares to believe the sun will rise again. But how could he know? Light does not vanish. It only waits for eyes ready to see. So he watches, still, afraid. But he does not turn away. And in the hush between moments, a shimmer stirs, not from the sky, but from within. The new day doesn't mirror the old. It shifts, reshapes, and still, life moves as it must. I worry about running out of wine, about my daughter's friend's mom not liking me, about no one liking my poems, about not writing any more good ones, about the dishes and the laundry. No, strike that. About not worrying about the dishes and the laundry, and the endless list of worries. I'm exhausted just putting this down, so I will put it down, all of it. I'll set gentle fire to it and rub the ashes over my tanned skin and comb my chlorine-scented hair. Then I'll go find some mushrooms and let the rest of it fly away to live without me, for I can be reborn every day, and lately I want to, and I don't know why that scares me. By Maggie Devers. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.